You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Mastroboni will move the runners over to second and third. Who is Mastroboni? With a little tapper to the mound. As we get into hour three of C2C on a Where Do You Hurt midweek Wednesday, I'm Pharrell with Carver High in New York City. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good to have you with us. And no score in the Pacific Northwest between the Yankees and Seattle so far. And let's talk about all of tonight's games. There's a bunch of games, of good ones.
There are a bunch of good games tonight. Why don't we start in Philadelphia? Of course, the Phillies snapped the Cardinals' 9-game winning streak earlier this afternoon. They will come back and play a second game tonight at the bank, where we will have Aaron Nola and Sonny Gray as the pitching matchup. Phillies minus -145, plus +120 for the Redbirds, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I mean, how can I not take Sonny Gray and that price against Aaron Nola, who has had a nightmare season? He's 1-6, bro, and his ERA is almost 5 runs a game. Look, I'm on the Cardinals. They lost that game today, fair enough, but they led it, right, going into, what, the bottom of the 7th? And they were on the verge of 11 in a row, whatever it is. And they lost, but Sonny Gray's the man for them. He's their best pitcher. I'm going to go back to him. I'm going to go back to St. Louis.
Yeah, that's wild. It's not like the Phillies are off to some bad start. You know, they're 25-17. You know, Phillies have played well, yet Nola's 1-6 to start the year off. So he has been hammered about pretty good. The Red Sox and the Tigers have played a wild couple days up in Detroit at Comerica. Tonight, though, might be a little tougher on the Red Sox. That's because Tarik Skubal is going for Detroit. That's why they're minus -235. Hunter Dobbins will go for the Red Sox, plus +195. The total is 6.5. I know Skubal's going, Scotty, but honestly, have you been watching the Tigers hit the last couple days or weeks? They might clean the 6.5 by themselves against Hunter Dobbins.
Yeah, everybody's betting the over, And I'm betting Scooble and the run line, and it's only a minus about 15 to get it. I don't deny Dobbins has been good, but it's in Detroit, and he's going against the Cy Young winner, and he means business. What's he got? One walk? Like, this guy's unbelievable. He strikes everybody out, and he doesn't walk anybody. It's quite a formula for success.
Quite a formula for success indeed. The Rays and the Jays back together in Toronto. Ryan Pepiot against the Basset Hound tonight. Minus 165 for the Jays, plus 140 for the Rays, and an 8.5.
I got to take the Basset Hound here. And, you know, I don't like a $1.60, so I'll actually run line it at plus 135. He's been getting a lot of strikeouts, too. By the way, Seattle's up 2-0 on the Yankees.
Ah, nobody likes to hear that. That's unfortunate news. Pirates and the Mets again at Citi Field. Bailey Falter and Clay Holmes this evening. Minus 275 for the Mets, plus 225 for the Pirates, and a 7.5.
Holmes has been too good. He's 5-1. I'm not getting off of the Mets at Citi Field. I don't care if they won by a run last night. I don't care if they walked it off. I don't care. They win. They win every game. The Pirates lose every game.
Now, it will be probably a pretty wet night if they end up playing that game at Citi Field. As we already had the Tar Heels have already been postponed for the evening. Cold Heels game off. So we'll see if Citi Field is just – your game's on, but the Cold Heels are out, and we'll see if the Mets and the Pirates get it going at Citi. White Sox and the Reds waited a couple hours last night. They finally started. And the White Sox won in extras. They'll have Davis Martin tonight against Nick Lodolo. Reds minus 205, White Sox plus $1.70 and an 8.5.
Yeah, you know, I think I got to go Lodolo and the Reds. I was stunned last night. They scored, I think, 4 in the 10th to beat the Reds in Great America. I like the Reds to bounce back tonight.
Nationals and the Braves again in Atlanta. Bryce Elder against Mitchell Parker Lewis can't lose. Minus 165 for the Braves, plus 140 for the Nats, and a 9.5 big total tonight.
So, I mean, the Braves are finally at 500, right? But we never bet against Parker, never loses. Never.
We try not to. We do try to avoid betting against Mitchell Parker.
So give me that buck and a half on the plus side. Thank you, man.
Nats tonight. The Marlins and the Cubs at Wrigley again this evening. Ryan Weathers going for the Marlins tonight, making his first start of the year. Jameson Shots of Tyone goes for the Cubbies, who are minus 215, plus $1.80 for the Marlins, and a 7.5.
Yeah, I got to go Jameson Shots at Tyone and the Cubbies again, and I'm not paying that price, so I'll run line it at minus $1.05.
By the way, I don't have a Marlin on the home run list tonight. We're not there yet. I will tell you, Jameson Shots at Tyone has allowed 10 homers in 43 innings pitched this year. He gives up bombs. Kyle Stowers, plus Stowers. 680. Kyle Stowers tonight. Stowers. He homered last night. We'll go back to Stowers. Rockies and the Rangers in Arlington. Antonio Santazella, another guy who's given up a lot of taters this year. Patrick Corbin for the Rangers, minus 225. Rockies plus 185 and an 8.5.
I mean, run line the Rangers, obviously, here. And Corbin's actually been pretty decent for him. And the price is minus $1.15 to do it. They'll kick their ass.
Royals and the Astros again in Houston. Michael Lorenzen for Kansas City. Colton Gordon. Who? Colton
Gordon.
Will be going, I believe, and yes, that's right, making his major league debut tonight, Colton Gordon. Minus one. How is he minus 125? Plus 105 for the Royals and an 8.5.
I mean, I have no idea, so I'm going to go with the Astros because I've never heard of him, and he's making his major league debut, and they're minus $1.25. He must be planning a big night tonight for himself. His whole family's there.
It's either that or Lorenzen. You know, Lorenzen's not great, but still, you know, maybe lots of runs tonight in Houston and Kansas City.
Gordon will beat Lozinger.
Angels and the Padres.
Lozinger.
Again at Petco, Kyle Hendricks and Randy Vasquez, minus 180 for the Friars and an 8.5.
Friars, they're going to beat Jimi Hendrix tonight.
The Dodgers look for some revenge against the A's. They'll have Yamamoto. Gunnar Hoglund goes for the A's. Minus 285 for the Dodgers, plus 230 for the A's at an 8.5.
I mean, I'm going to go with the A's again with your boy Gunnar Hoglund, who's pitched great, and I'm getting plus 228. I hit plus 222 last night. Laugh at me all you want. They put 11 in their arse.
Let's quickly, I got 30 seconds. Let's quickly give you the taters because we're not going to have time later. Here we go.
Taters.
Santander plus 400 against the Rays tonight. Jackson
Boom.
Merrill against Kyle Hendricks at 480.
Boom.
Or 400 flat, excuse me. Ellie De La Cruz up to 525. We'll take
Boom.
Jock Peterson against Santazella. The Wood Doctor, James Wood against Elder. And
Nats
Will
win.
Smith.
Nats win.
Will Smith tonight for the Dodgers against Gunnar Hoglund. Late night, Santander, Merrill, De La Cruz, Jock Peterson, the Wood Doctor, and Will Smith, tater time on a Wednesday. There you go.
Twice last night, making people fat stacks with the taters. Everybody's doing it. Squeeze next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a Golf Wednesday on C2C, a supersized Golf Wednesday because it's Major Week. PGA Championship, second major of the year. We go to Quail Hollow for stop number two. And, of course, Keith Stewart from Read the Line is there in Charlotte at Quail Hollow, where it has finally, allegedly, stopped raining, I think, Keith. Has it finally stopped raining at Quail Hollow for a little bit?
Mike, good afternoon on a Golf Wednesday. You got to love a major championship week, and not allegedly. The rain has passed from this morning. It has stopped raining. The sun has been out all afternoon. If you watch the coverage of the practice round, I mean, the place looks green, the place looks beautiful. If you walk around, I'd wear an old pair of shoes. It's pretty wet. It's pretty soft underfoot.
Well, we will get to how that's going to affect the next couple of days in a moment. Let's start here. I have seen so much belly aching over the past couple days about this being at Quail Hollow. Now, I've heard all the excuses. They shouldn't play there because it's a regular stop on the PGA Tour. They shouldn't play here because of the course design. They shouldn't play here, blah, 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 blah. Keith, what is the deal here? I mean, we had the 17 PGA Championship. We've had President's Cups here. This is a great track. Why is everyone so upset that they're playing the PGA Championship here?
Well, honestly, Mike, I think it really started with a little bit of confusion. I think people were upset that they didn't get an extra major championship venue, something different this year. And the media started bellyaching about that. They put it on social media. And next thing you know, that turned into, like, this is the worst course in America. I mean, last time I checked, the guy that originally designed it designed the par 3 course at Augusta National, which is pretty good. So it's not the design so much, although that's kind of leaked in to the conversation and all of this. It's really just the fact that the PGA of America wanted to come here to the Harris family, to Quail Hollow Club, who loves to host big championships. You mentioned a couple of them already, a President's Cup, a 2017 PGA. And you know what? It's a good place to do it. You couldn't host something like this last week at the Wissahickon. You could barely get 20,000 people in there, let alone 100,000. This place is massive. It's like Augusta National, and it is a really nice track. It's 7,600 yards, par 71. It's going to test these guys. And if there's one thing, you know, along with that argument, everyone keeps talking about how the PGA Championship doesn't have an identity. Well, we don't have an identity crisis. The one thing the PGA Championship does is it rewards the best golfer on property that week. Right, you have luck in the U.S. Open. You have, you know, course experience that kind of navigates people through the Masters. The PGA Championship, year in and year out, and think about it since we moved to May. Brooks, JT, I mean, the winners that we've been getting. You know, Xander last year, on the final putt, no less, right? This is a good championship on a great golf course.
It certainly is. Now, that being said, we have been here a lot. Is there anything different this week for the PGA Championship that we should know about? And does any of this rain that we've had, is that going to continue on over the next 4 days, or are we clear now of that?
Michael, two very good questions. I'll start with the first one, changes. This is only the second major championship that there's been a complete overseed of the golf course. And what do I mean by that? Well, we're in North Carolina in May, and it's going to be warm this weekend, but you know what? They haven't had a great growing season leading in. So we've got ryegrass rough. If you go back to that arid August 2017 PGA, the place was firm, it was fast, it was a brick. They had Bermuda grass rough, very difficult to predict how the ball is going to come out, and then the greens were absolutely unapproachable. The ball was bouncing everywhere, and you look at that leaderboard, you've got Kuchar, Reed, Kisner was leading after 54 holes, all short game specialists. This is not 2017. Let me repeat, not 2017. I haven't even gotten to the conditions yet. It's an overseed, right? The greens themselves, they are overseeded as well. The Poa Trivialis, we see all the time, different places, Valspar, TPC Scottsdale, where they put it over the Bermuda grass because it's dormant. So the golf course is going to look very, very pretty. It's like when we went back to Cognizant and all of a sudden they had the overseed. Now, what happened when we did that for that event down there at the Champ Course at PGA National? It got easier, right? This rough is way more predictable, and it's not nearly as long as they're writing, you know, 2.75 inches. It's an Irish 2.75 inches. We're nowhere near that length, Mike. It is not real, you know? Like, it is right. Not going to prohibit these guys from bombing away. And then the conditions themselves, they've gotten over 5 inches of rain in the last week. It is super, super soft out there. Now, the greens had been redone in 2023 and 2024, so they are harder than they normally would be with all of this rain, and they have sub-air systems. So the greens are like medium soft, but the grass, the fairways, is all very, very soft underfoot.
There you go. All right, we know the deal here. We've got heavies at the top. We've got Rory and Scotty, of course, in the 4-to-5-to-1 range. Bryson slowly making his way towards that as we get closer to tee off here. I mean, you know, there was 16s and 14s last week. There was 10s on Monday. It's down to 7, 6.5 in some places. Is this going to be these three guys? Does anyone else even have a chance, Keith?
You know what, Mike? I'm not sure that they do. And the reason I say that is that two of the three are going to be there, right? And you've got to pick somebody down there. And I don't care if it's JT or it's Victor or it's Rom or it's Xander, right? You've got to beat at least two of these guys. Right? All three may not be there come Sunday afternoon, but two of the three are going to be there. And we know it. And we've seen it for major championship after major championship for the last 2 years. And I'll go real quickly over the keys that you need, and I'll use those big three. The first one is you got to be a bomber. Rory's won here four times, and you got to work the ball right to left. That's a draw for right-handed players. That's why Rory has such an advantage here off the tee. It's not just the length, but it's the shot shape. The second thing you got to do, you got to be a great long iron player. Hello, Scottie Scheffler, number one player in the world, always hits it pin high, always hits it with a high trajectory. Absolutely a great long iron player, and you got to be a great putter. The winners here, 9 of the last 10 winners here have gained a minimum, Mike, a minimum of 3 strokes on the greens against the field. Bryson gets the ball in the hole when he's putting. That's why the big three is so good. And you know what? There's a ton of crossover skills there. But I was just trying to point out my Keith's keys right there, 1 through 3.
Well, we are going to come back, Keith, and let's get the card from you, which includes one of those three guys that you were just mentioning who are going to be at the top of this board. Me and you are reading a lot of the same mail this week. Ooh. We've got some head-to-heads. We've got some placements. Keith Stewart, read the line from Quail Hollow, PGA Championship. We'll get the card when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. Keith Stewart from Read the Line is with us at Quail Hollow PGA Championship teeing off in the morning. All right, Keith, let's get to it. The card. We'll start with the outrights. I said it before. One of those three guys is on your card. He's on my card too. Who do you got?
Michael, you are going to absolutely love this card, not just because I'm a PGA professional and this is my major championship, but man, I'm having all sorts of fun top to bottom. We'll go outrights first. The big man, Bryson DeChambeau. I got him at +1,000. He keeps dropping, I know, but I still think there's good value there because he's almost double that of Rory or Scotty's odds. He's got 3 top fours in the last 4 PGA championships. What does the PGA championship try to identify? Bombers with long iron acumen and that can score from close range. Bryson can do all of that. And, you know, everything I laid out earlier in the last segment, he's got it. Checks all those boxes. JT in that next tier, I think he's the only one that could really compete with these guys. At +2,200, he's the 2017 PGA winner here. He feels good about things. I walked with him last week at the Truist. He looked pretty good. He's back down on a grass. I think he's more comfortable on putting. And that's the thing. The approach game is where he can hang with these guys. And the putter's been good this year. You know, he's been good at PGA setups. He's got 2 to his credit. The third guy, and now we're getting into that nuclear land where we're looking for guys that have done well before at PGA championships and can get hot with the putter and score. You got to keep up with these guys, the tri-headed monster at the top. I got Victor Hovland, +5,000, 2nd in 2003 at Oak Hill at the PGA championship. Then he was 3rd last year at Valhalla. I walked with him and Bryson in that final group. It was absolutely electric. When Victor gets going, it's super exciting. He's got great experience here at Quail. He's finished 3rd here once. And you know what? About 2 months ago, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but he did win down in Tampa on the PGA Tour. And I'm pretty sure if you pay attention to your details, it's the same agronomy on the greens, that Poa Trivialis overseed. He's going to see it again on the greens here. And, you know, Valspar or Innisbrook Resort down there always tests long irons. Victor is on point there. And the last one, Sam Burns, right? Plus 125, plus 12,500, 125 to 1. Absolutely need this guy. He's got the putter. There's no doubt. He's got the length. You know, he's 300 plus off the tee. He checks those boxes. We need the iron game to click. If it does, Sammy Burns, he's got to make a run at the Ryder Cup. Now's the time to do it in front of the eyes of the PGA of America.
I do have him on my first round leader card, Keith. I do have Sam Burns going for first round leader tomorrow. We'll see if we can get him off to a little bit of a hot start. All right, the placements, including one guy who you know I always like to put on my card at some major championships, and that's Patrick Reed. I love Patty Reed.
Hey, the only number that matters to Patrick Reed, I'm taking him top 10, but the only number that matters to him is 23. That's where he sits on the Ryder Cup points. And no captain is picking him in that second six. He's got to get in that top six. He was third at the Masters. He was second at the 2017 PGA here. He's gotten longer off the tee. I love where Reed's at. I'm taking him with the 10 places. How about 20 places? Tommy Fleetwood, 18 of his last 19 starts, he's been in the top 25. Enough said. The guy's solid. He will be solid this week. And then Dirty Denny McCarthy. Hard golf courses where the putter will separate for you. Denny McCarthy does really, really well. 2 years ago, he was eighth. Last year at the Wells Fargo, he was sixth. It's all about the putter for him. Top 40s. I'm going with Keith Mitchell. Not just on Thursdays, right? But I think Keith Mitchell, he's had a great history here. He's got five top 20s in a row, and all we're asking for is 40 places in a major championship. I think Keith's going to get off to a hot start once again, and he'll hold on, and he'll cash there. And then Mean Dean Burmeister. All of my live sources say this guy is absolutely piping it off the tee. He is long. Last year he proved it. He could handle a PGA championship setup. He was tied 12th. Now some fun props for you, Michael. Number one, top 10, round one, Rory plus 200.
It's
going to be soft conditions. You got to score this week. Rory's going to get after it right away. Rory wants to start right now. He said, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Let me put my shoes on, right? Like, he is ready to go. I love this press conference today. Very confident. And the other one, low South African. I'm going back to Mean Dean Burmeister. He's the longest one there. He's definitely somebody who proves he can handle a PGA setup. I like him at plus 210.
I love it, Keith. I really do. I'm in on Dean for the low South African. I'm going to add that Rory clip. What do we got? Patty Reed and Spieth for head-to-heads.
I'm going Reed over Day. We already talked about Reed. I think he's super motivated, and he loves this place. Day's been a roller coaster this year. He's top five. He's 50th. He didn't play last week. He didn't play in Dallas where he was, you know, past champion. So I'm taking Reed. And then the other one, Spieth over Brooks Koepka. Not sure that Brooks Koepka is a real golfer anymore. Just not. Spieth's been good. Take Jordan.
Keith Stewart, read the line. Let's have a big win to get the PGA Championship in Grand Hollow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Stewie Stylin in Charlotte for the PGA Championship starting tomorrow at Quail Hollow. Should be very exciting. Now we turn our attention to pucks because everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. We have a couple of games tonight, game fives in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But first, let's get you to last night. Dallas taking the commanding 3-1 series lead over Winnipeg. A 3-1 win, and once again for the Stars, another hat trick. All three of their goals scored by Mikael Granlund. Here we go, the final one, ESPN.
Steve Levy sounding like he's on the other side of the river, on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah, what?
Yelling.
What is that? What is that about? I guess it was loud in Dallas, so you had to do that. Jeez. Screaming. Where's Bob? We need Bob back. Hopefully Bob's doing one of the games tonight.
Honestly, I think he's probably doing Vegas. He's probably bagging the craps.
Yeah, he's that's not the worst place to be. That's for sure. As far as this series goes now,
it's over,
right? They got no shot. There it is. -1250. I mean, +650 for Winnipeg to win the next three games and potentially win it in seven. I think that we're really just kind of at the point, and I know we're going to talk about the other one for tonight in a second, but I think we're just kind of at the point where we're just going to start gearing up for Dallas-Edmonton, right? I think that that's just really where our focus is going to lie, is get those two heavyweights together in the Western Conference Final, and let's go.
One way or the other, it's coming to a head, right? So I think Dallas will finish them off probably back in Dallas in game six, but they, you know, the Jets don't win on the road. I mean, they have not won a road game in the playoffs, right? Like, is that not crazy? So, and their goalie's not good on the road. Hellebuck, all I hear about is how great he is. I guess they're going to give him the Vezina. There's no way he's the Hart winner in my book. And, you know, you can have all those glorious numbers in the regular season you won and all those awards. They don't mean jack to me. Winning Stanley Cups is what matters. And I'll tell you what, he just gives up too many goals for my blood. I got to tell you, like, on the road, he's a disaster. That's just all there is to it. He got whacked again last night. I bet that puck line and didn't even think twice about it. I don't think anything of him.
He really has, he's wasted another chance to get rid of that stigma. He's wasted another chance to get rid of that label that he's got. He has it. He can't win in the playoffs. It's like we talk about with Judge, with the Yankees, and we talk about with all the other, he's got that, and he's going to have to wait a whole nother year. And I'll tell you, this Winnipeg team won the President's Trophy. They won't be this good. They won't be this good again next year. I don't think they will. They won't be this good again next year. Other teams will be better in the West. They missed an opportunity.
I actually, I think that that President's Trophy stuff is phony. I think that their record is phony. I just don't think they're that good. I think they're, this is like, you know what they are to me? They're the Cavaliers. They won a bunch of games nobody cares about. I mean, all that matters is the postseason playoffs. I'm not going to sit here and suck up to some team in the NBA that wins a bunch of games that don't matter. Nobody even tries in the regular season. I mean, I play games all the time where I'll tell the guy I'm playing with, I'll go, I'm not even trying. there's nothing they hate worse. Like, I'm not running, I'm not trying, I'm not chasing you. So go ahead and shoot. I'm not going to do anything to stop you. Just go ahead, because I'm not trying. And, we're winning by 30. I'm just not even trying. So look, I think they are overrated. They're just not that good.
They are not. And now they're one more loss away from being done. Let's get to tonight. Two game fives in the Stanley Cup playoff. The bigger one is in Toronto, where the series is now tied 2-2 between the Panthers and the Leafs. Home ice has held here in the first four games of this series as they go back to Toronto tonight. But like those first two games in Toronto, Florida, road favorite again, -145 now, a little bit more than we got on the screen there. I got the Leafs at +125 and a 5.5 total for this evening at the Scotia.
Well, I guess we're all going to be making money tonight. The Leafs are going to win, and you're going to give me $1.25, even more than that, 18. Give me the quarter. Let's go. The Leafs are going to win. I thought they killed them in Toronto, and I thought they, I thought they gave them fits in Sunrise. When they tied that game at 4-4, I thought they were going to win in overtime, and the series would be over. When they were down 1-0 for the entire game in game four, I thought they were better. I actually think they're more dangerous than this cup champion Panther team. I think the Panthers are really good. There's no doubt about it. And I think the Leafs are more dangerous. I mean, this is another year. This is not the same team, in my opinion, exactly the way they played last year. It was just a different Panther style. I thought they were much better last year and the year before. This year, I think they're beatable. Now, I don't deny everyone has them favored that they're going to get it done, no problem. And they killed the Lightning, but they're not pushing this team around. I like the Leafs.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Leafs tonight at home. The Leafs are going to go up 3-2. I think we'll probably be back here for game seven.
I'm not sure about that. I think they could get beat, Mike, in Sunrise. I think they could stun him. When you're down 1-0 in a game the whole game and you give up the late goal, you lose 2-0, big deal. They had them. They had several power plays and chances to tie that game and win that game. Both games in Sunrise they could have won. They didn't.
Yep.
Watch them go down there and win game six and put a big thud to the end of their championship window, and they'll close that window.
Well, we do like them tonight. That's for sure with that plus +1.25. And the late game will be at the T-Mobile in Vegas, where the Golden Knights will try to keep their season alive. Edmonton can close it out and get the fourth win here. Right now, Vegas, slight favorite, -120. I've got the even money now for the Oilers with a 6.5. And no Mark Stone tonight. He's out. I just saw that come across. He's hurt. He's not playing for Vegas either.
Yeah. I just can't stop betting on the Oilers. And remember, I hit the Knights 4-3 win, incidentally. So, and then went right back to the Oilers. And I'm going to go with them again tonight and see if they can get it done in Sin City. They're just better.
They are just better. I'm not going to chase this down anymore. I'm not going to go either way. I'm going to root for the Knights, but I'm not. I can't do it. The game's probably an over. I'll probably go play the total. Over 6.5. I can't. I'm going to wait for Dallas to go after Edmonton some more. I'll wait till the West Final, and then I'll start going after
them. That's not
going
to go well for you either.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to go after them one more time. So there you go. Two game fives tonight. Vancouver hires Adam Foote as the new head coach. He was an assistant under Rick Tocchet the last 2 years. Well, what does that change? Didn't they want a big change in culture there or whatever? The guy's been there. The guy's been on with the team. So God bless and good luck to the Vancouver Canucks hiring Adam Foote as the coach. And then Tocchet's going to get the job in Philly. He's going to be the Flyer, Newhead. He's going to be the Flyer.
I think that's a done deal in Philadelphia. Tocchet's the guy, and it's a formality now. They announced it today. He's getting a job.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All right, Carver, I know Sid Crosby's playing the Worlds, but he did get asked about the Sully exit as coach of the Penguins. And then there's been talk of them talking to this old Senators coach JT Smith. I want no part of that. What is that? Like, I'd rather they hired a Wilkes-Barre guy.
Who?
You heard me.
Smith.
I don't even, it's Jeez. Just a disaster. This guy, well, look, I think Kyle Dubas is working for the devil or you know, something. He's there to ruin the Penguins.
I told you, they're going cheap. Whoever it is, it's going to be cheap. They're not bringing in anyone with any kind of pedigree or name or anything like that.
Well, they're asking for failure and empty arenas.
Well, Crosby did say he understands the Penguins split with Mike Sullivan. That's because Sully probably got on the phone with him and said, "Can you believe what they're doing to me here? I'm leaving." That's probably how the conversation went. And Sid said, "All right, Sully."
I think that secretly the Rangers called him and said, "We'll pay you more money than anyone in NHL history to coach our team," and he found his own way out the back door.
That's possible as well. Crosby also said that he would rather not have a say in who the next coach is. He does not want to have any say whatsoever.
What a disaster. I can't even watch him anymore. They suck so bad. Like, my team has just turned into just garbage.
DJ Smith, like, what are we doing out here? Just amazing.
Never. I even called him by the wrong name. He's so nobody.
I might be saying his name wrong, too. Anything's possible for this guy. We'll see how that goes. Next, NFL. Of course, tonight's the night.
That was a shot off the NFL wall, but they're still down 2-0.
Can they score some runs, by the way? I know I was going to mention this to you. What is happening out there? I have the Giant game on because I'm too lazy to switch over to that.
Ball just hit a shot off the wall, but they're still being shut out by Castillo. It's 2-0.
Can we put some runs on the board? Give the guy a chance today? Tonight's the night for NFL fans. You get the full NFL schedule at 8 o'clock East. Now, a lot of teams have already, their schedule's been leaked. There's been possibilities. There's been assumptions. There's been all sorts of things. Now, there are some games that have been officially announced by the NFL before this big show that they're going to put on tonight at 8 o'clock East. Everybody wants to see the Eagles and Chiefs play each other again. That will be the second week of the season. Week 2, Sunday, 4:25 at Arrowhead. You get the Eagles and the Chiefs fairly early on.
I couldn't get us that one quick enough.
Couldn't get you that one quick enough. Eagles, Chiefs, week 2. So the Eagles will open at home against the Cowboys in the Thursday night game and then play the Chiefs week 2 in Arrowhead to start their year. As far as Thanksgiving goes, the Chiefs will also be on Thanksgiving against the Cowboys.
On every holiday.
Well, they're on Christmas and Thanksgiving this year. You know, it's not enough. They have put them on both.
What about Black Friday? They should have to play Thursday and Friday.
Make them play both. Maybe then Friday, whoever plays it will have a chance. Make them play both. As far as Christmas Day goes, they gave you a bunch of Christmas Day. So Christmas Day will be Cowboys in Washington at 1 o'clock East, Detroit and Minnesota at 4:30 East, and then the Chiefs and the Broncos will play at night. That's the Christmas Day schedule for everybody. So I know you're excited about Christmas Day. Cam Ward's Titans debut in week 1 will be on the road at Denver. That's been floated around all over the place. Everybody's got these. Just like you said, when it comes out tonight, that's when you could sit there and start planning your fall and your winter. That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. Like I've seen in the last 12 hours. In the last 12 hours alone, I've seen that the Bills are opening Sunday night home opener against the Bengals. Then I saw their Sunday night in Baltimore. Then I saw that they're playing the Steelers. I've seen the Bills play everybody in week 1 from all these people the last 12 hours. They played their whole schedule is being played in week 1.
Win,
it's amazing.
Loss, win. The Yankees scored.
Wow, did they? And then that was it. The inning's over.
I think they're changing pitchers or something because they just scored. Now maybe they got out of the inning. I don't know. It's just all I know is it's 2-1.
They did. Who do you think killed the rally? I'll give you one guess who killed the rally. LeMahieu. LeMahieu killed the rally. He grounded out after the
He walked today. It was a miracle to see him on base.
He stinks. He really does.
I got to get him back on the gas.
That week one Friday night game in Brazil, which will be the Chargers and allegedly the Chiefs. I don't know if they've made that official.
But they're actually going to let you.
And can you believe this? They're actually going to let you watch that game for free, which is complete. I almost fell down when I saw this. They're going to stream that for free on YouTube. I mean, they're only making you buy 900 streaming services to watch all their games this year. You know how upset I get about this. Cause you know, when they get their big $600 for the Sunday ticket, I should be allowed to watch every game. I don't care where it is. They should give me every game for all seasons of all times, but they don't do that. Amazon Prime, ESPN Plus. What else? Peacock. They've got games. They've got the NFL. Make it easier for fans. Netflix too now. That's right. I forgot. Netflix has got their. They're
Pornhub. Pornhub.
Well, get ready. You have a chart tonight of all the different when you need all your different streaming networks to watch all the NFL games this coming year. The Bengals and Trey Hendrickson, they're not having a good time right now. He went to OTA yesterday and talked to the media and said he will not play under his current contract. Negotiations have become personal. Well, he's not holding out because they told him they'd fine him, so he showed up. He just didn't practice. He showed up and talked to the media. He says it's become personal now. I got no problem if he leaves. Come to Buffalo, Trey. We'll take you in Buffalo. You want to come play for the Bills? I got no problem with that. Get him out of Cincinnati, Scotty. We don't need him there.
Anything to make them weaker.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. We've got a lot of stuff here for you today. Let's finish some of the football stuff. Derrick Henry and the Ravens agree to a 2-year, $30 million extension. He gets $25 million guaranteed in that deal. So Derrick Henry most likely will finish his career as a Raven after all his years in Tennessee.
Screw him.
He plays for the Ravens. All right, next. I thought you would like this. I saw this last night, and I brought it to the table. We talk all the time about how these college football players don't go to class, right? You say that all the time. They don't go to class. College football players make money
90%
now.
90% of them,
they
don't
go. Well, Riley Leonard, I guess, was part of the 10% that do because he went to Duke and Notre Dame. And he says, whether you want to believe it or not, if you go to Duke and Notre Dame, you go to class.
I think, you know, going to Duke and Notre Dame, like, the days are just crazy. Like, I know people think that, like, oh, college football, you're an athlete only. They're paying you to be an athlete. Well, apparently, their schools haven't picked up on that yet. Guys, we're going to every class. We're going to every class, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Like, recruits might not want to hear that, but like parents, all right, send your kids to those two schools. You'll be just fine. But yeah, we're going to class every day, study hall, all that good stuff. And you know, I think you see, like, throughout the draft process, these coaches know who are Notre Dame and Duke guys. Like, there's a different type of person that goes to those schools, and you know, a character that kind of stands out to everybody, which is nice.
He's right. Let me tell you. Here's the problem: is that he said everything I agree with, except that. Parents, send your kids to Notre Dame and Duke. No one can get into Notre Dame and Duke. They allow like 1% of the kids that apply. It's the hardest two schools to get into, except Ivy League. You know, Duke and Notre Dame are two of the toughest schools in America to get into. Good luck. Send your application. So I applied to Notre Dame, right, when I was in high school. I got my letter in 2 weeks back, declined. 2 weeks. Yeah. Usually you wait like a month or two.
No, they hit you hard. Right out of the gate, they hit you hard.
I knew I was going to Indiana. I wanted to go to Notre Dame.
Down the block.
But I couldn't get in.
How about this? There's a Madden biopic that's getting made.
Yes.
That's going to be coming out. Look at who's starring in this movie. Nicolas Cage is playing Madden. Christian Bale playing Al Davis.
I mean, he looks like Al Davis, doesn't he? And he looks like Madden. It's unbelievable.
I can't wait for that when that comes out. I'll actually probably go see it. Matt Carpenter announces his retirement after 14 major league seasons. God bless and good luck.
Vince Carter. He got hot for the Yankees for a hot minute.
He did. Vince Carter will be part of the NBA on NBC broadcast next season. That's
who
is it?
On there. Yeah, I mean, they got like 1,000 people got jobs there.
I mean, who's not on the NBC on NBA honestly. Broadcast? Chimaev will fight that Duplessis for the middleweight title at the UFC 319 in Chicago in August. Chimaev getting involved with Duplessis. That Duplessis is tough. I mean, it might be a good fight. Maybe.
I think he's a champ to Plessis.
Yes. Louis Armstrong Stadium. That's the other stadium at the tennis center, not the main Arthur Ashe one, the little bit of a smaller one. They're going to have two boxing matches there. Berlanga against Shiraz and Shakur Stevenson against Cepeda on July the 12th. So you can go out to Flushing and catch a little boxer.
Berlanga's from the Bronx. He's a great dude. Remember I interviewed him?
Yeah, he'll have a big crowd out there. And the U, Miami, the Hurricanes, land top-ranked five-star tackle Jackson Cantwell. Congratulations to them.
He's like 6'7", 350.
He's a big guy.
He means business. He's the number one lineman in the country. Pirella finish. El Chapo, I'm a big fan of, as you know. His son, Ivan, is wanted by the U.S. and Mexico as the world's biggest fentanyl dealer, and he keeps escaping the feds and the federales through tunnels, just like his dad. Remember his dad escaped through toilets and tunnels? The guy was a master. The Menendez brothers get their sentence changed to 50 years to life. Now they're allegedly eligible for parole. Sounds like they're going to be getting out. An illicit spa owner busted with $600,000 stuffed inside a giant teddy bear during a New Jersey prostitution raid. Oh, I love prostitution raids. Front Office Sports today, then GTD, then In Game Live. Get the Pharrell app, search Pharrell. See you tomorrow at 3 on Tuesday.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.